WKJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school basketball play last night, we'll start with girls action last night. In Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Atlantic defeating Red Oak 68-54. Kuemper Catholic over Creston 51-50. Also in non-conference matchups involving Hawkeye 10 conference teams, it was Otobolt Arthur BCIG defeating Harlan 60-47. And IKM Manning topping Denison 55-45. In Western Iowa conference play last night, Trainer beat Audubon 51-41. It was Underwood over AHST 50-31. Missouri Valley downing Griswold 51-22. In Rolling Hills conference play last night, Cam a winner over Glidden Ralston 51-27. Exira EHK downing Adair Casey 41-35. Iowa Christian beat Walnut 40-25. Also around the area last night in girls hoops, it was Bedford over Corning 60-43. Carroll beat Perry 66-65. Charter Oak Ute over Woodbine 76-72. Coon Rapids Bayard a winner over Van Meter 37-30. Abe Lincoln beat Thomas Jefferson 56-20. Essex over East Mills 61-51. Panorama topping Des Moines Christian 54-40. Westwood over Logan Magnolia 46-7. Fremont Mills beat Heartland Christian 60-25. Villisca beat Clarinda Academy 81-30. West Central Valley over Guthrie Center 40-32. Arweva topping Ridgeview 67-44. And Boyer Valley beating Maple Valley 49-48. That's girls hoops. In boys basketball last night in the Hawkeye 10, it was Atlantic over Red Oak 57-35. Also, Kuemper Catholic defeats Creston 43-27. Non-conference matchups involving Hawkeye 10 teams last night saw Clarinda beat Maryville, Missouri 53-35. St. Albert a winner over Shenandoah 72-42. IKM Manning defeating Denison 46-44. Nebraska City Lords over Glenwood 47-41. And Otobolt Arthur BCIG downing Harlan 69-61 last night. In Western Iowa Conference boys hoops, it was Trainer over Audubon 68-43. Underwood beat AHST 61-37. And it was Griswold over Missouri Valley 65-52. Also last night at Rolling Hills boys action, it was Cam over Glidden Ralston 63-49. Exira EHK beating Adair Casey 56-39. Orient Maxburg topping Peyton Sherdan 63-30. Iowa Christian Academy 61-50 winners over Walnut last night. Also around the region in boys hoops, Carroll beat Perry 76-28. Clarinda Academy downing Villisca 81-63. It was Des Moines Christian 71-47 over Panorama. Boyer Valley beat Maple Valley 63-49. Nottoway Valley beat Lenox 68-22. Guthrie Center topping West Central Valley 77-46. Omaha Brownell Talbot beats West Harrison 79-66. Fremont Mills beat Heartland Christian 89-23. Van Meter over Coon Rapids Bayard 52-31. Woodbine beat Charter Oak Ute 65-56. Nishnabotna got by Sydney 45-41. East Mills over Essex 59-38. Corning beat Bedford 63-47 last night. In men's college hoops last night, Anthony James scored 16 of his 18 points in the second half as Northern Iowa blew past a frustrated Iowa 80-60 for its seventh straight win. Jay Cook added 13 for the Panthers, who are 3-0 against major conference opponents this season. Northern Iowa was down 10-0 to start the ball game, but they led by just 2 points midway through the second half. But then three consecutive technical fouls by the Hawkeyes helped spur a decisive 20-2 run by the Panthers. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey was ejected with 4:47 to go after drawing his second technical. Devin Marble had 14 points to lead Iowa, which played without starting point guard Bryce Cartwright. Iowa spokesman Matt Weitzel says Cartwright was nursing a sore hamstring. Hawkeyes fall to 5-4 with the loss, while UNI improves to 8-1 on the season with that victory. Percy Gibson scored 15 points in his first start, 13 in the opening half, and Iowa State broke out of a two-game shooting slump with an 84-59 victory over Prairie View A&M last night. Gibson, a freshman, started in place of Royce White, the team's leading scorer and rebounder, and he came up big in helping the Cyclones regain their touch after shooting just 39% in consecutive losses to Northern Iowa and Michigan. Chris Allen had 16 points for the Cyclones, who shot 55% in the first half and 52% for the game. White, who entered the game after the first media timeout, and Tyrus McGee each added a dozen points. For the Cyclones, they improved now to 6-3 on the season. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, Deion Walters had 15 points and Chris Joseph had 11 points and 8 rebounds. At number 3, Syracuse continues to win, this time over Marshall, 62-56 at the Carrier Dome. The Orange are now 9-0 on the season. In other top 25 action, Harrison Barnes scored 17 points, helping number 4 North Carolina beat Evansville 97-48. Marcus Denman reined in 6 three-pointers among his 28 points as number 10 Missouri picked up an 81-71 win over Villanova. Number 11 Marquette rallied to beat Washington 79-77. Thomas Robinson had a career-high 26 points with 11 rebounds as 13th-rated Kansas held off Long Beach State 88-80. Ashton Gibbs scored 20 points and number 15 Pittsburgh rolled to its 6th straight win with a 97-70 win over VMI. And number 21 Memphis held Miami to just 36% shooting in a 71-54 win over the Hurricanes. Well, the just-released NBA schedule is a frequent Flyers dream and probably a player's nightmare. The Los Angeles Lakers will play games on the first 3 nights of the NBA season, the first of 42 back-to-back-to-back sets that teams will face during the lockout-shortened season. The NBA announced the compacted 66-game schedule, and it will require every team to play on 3 consecutive nights at least once. The Atlanta Hawks will play 9 games in 12 nights, starting with their December 27th opener. The Spurs and the Bulls each have 9-game road trips. The league's 66th season begins with 5 games on Christmas Day, including the Lakers hosting the Chicago Bulls. Los Angeles then visits Sacramento the next night before returning home to host Utah on December 27th. Teams will play 48 conference games and 18 against the opposing conference, meaning they play only 3 non-conference opponents, both home and away. In football news, Paul Petrino was hired as 7th-ranked Arkansas's offensive coordinator. He's the first addition for the Razorbacks in what has become a coaching overhaul. Petrino, the former Illinois offensive coordinator, was hired to replace Garrick McGee, who was introduced a day earlier as the new coach at Alabama-Birmingham. McGee was the first of 3 coordinators to leave Arkansas in recent days. He was joined on Tuesday when defensive coordinator Willie Robinson resigned and special teams coordinator John L. Smith left to become the coach at Weber State. A person familiar with the situation says North Carolina is in talks with Southern Mississippi coach Larry Fedora to take the same job with the Tar Heels. Fedora has guided the 22nd-ranked Golden Eagles to a school record 11 wins and the Conference USA Championship. Southern Miss faces Nevada in the Hawaii Bowl on December 24th. A person with knowledge of the situation tells the Associated Press that the Big East is set to announce the addition of Boise State and San Diego State as football-only members, and Houston, Central Florida, and SMU for all sports as soon as Wednesday. The person says the 5 new schools will join in 2013. In NFL news, Browns coach Pat Shurmur says Colt McCoy is practicing and expects to start Thursday against Pittsburgh. Cleveland's number 1 QB sprained his right knee on Sunday. The Carolina Panthers are placing both of their starting rookie defensive tackles on season-ending injured reserve after they suffered leg injuries on Sunday. Terrell McClain and Sione Fua have been starters since week 1. Seattle Seahawks rookie guard John Moffitt has been suspended for 4 games without pay for violating the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing substances. Moffitt will serve the suspension beginning immediately, even though he's currently on injured reserve and out for the season with a right knee injury. The NFL has announced 4-game suspensions for Washington Redskins tight end Fred Davis and left tackle Trent Williams for also violating the league's substance abuse policy. Green Bay Packers president Mark Murphy says the country's only publicly owned professional sports franchise sold 1,600 shares online in the first 11 minutes after they were put on sale. The price was $250 a share. Murphy says the team hopes to generate at least $22 million to help defray the cost of a $143 million renovation project at Lambeau Field. In the National Hockey League last night, it was New Jersey in overtime, a winner over Toronto 3-2. The New York Islanders beat Tampa Bay 5-1. Columbus in a second overtime period beat Montreal 3-2. St. Louis over Detroit 3-2. Phoenix 3-2 over Nashville. Winnipeg beat Boston 2-1. Calgary outscored Carolina 7-6. Vancouver shut down Colorado 6-0. Anaheim a 3-2 winner over Los Angeles. And Minnesota 2-1 over San Jose. Well, the Miami Marlins are making a big splash at the baseball winter meetings, having already reached deals with shortstop Jose Reyes and closer Heath Bell in this offseason. The Marlins are now making a serious run for the number one free agent on the market, Albert Pujols. Teams are wondering how close the Marlins were to an agreement with Pujols on a deal that could be worth $200 million or more over 10 years for the three-time National League MVP. St. Louis says it submitted a new offer yesterday to try to keep Pujols with the Cardinals. People familiar with the deal say the New York Mets have made a series of transactions, trading center fielder Angel Pagan to San Francisco and signing free agent relievers Frank Francisco and John Roush. The Mets are getting outfielder Andres Torres and pitcher Ramon Ramirez for Pagan. The Minnesota Twins have traded pitcher Kevin Slowey to the Colorado Rockies for a player to be named. The 27-year-old right-hander went 0-8 with a 6.67 ERA this year and was out from May to August because of an abdominal strain. According to Stats LLC, he's the first major league pitcher to make at least 8 starts and lose them all since Lou Sleater of the St. Louis Browns in 1951. Slowey is 39-29 with a 4.66 earned run average in 5 seasons with the Twins. ESPN has basically traded Bobby Valentine for Terry Francona. Francona is being hired by the network for its Major League Baseball telecasts. He's replacing Valentine, who's replacing Francona as Boston Red Sox manager. Francona quipped upon his hiring, "I'll probably sleep better next year than Bobby." Well, the Chicago White Sox traded shortstop-turned-closer Sergio Santos to the Toronto Blue Jays for a 22-year-old pitching prospect. Santos, a 28-year-old right-hander, posted 30 saves for the Sox last season, going 4-5 with a 3.55 ERA in 63 games. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.